Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 105, How Sports Prove You're Intelligent. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I know you all just got over watching the big game, seeing the GOAT, seeing everything go on, seeing how amazing people are at sports, and it always makes me think how smart other people really are. Why? Because they're just so intelligent, and sports really show us. So let's break down how they show us that you're intelligent and why I say this, because I know a lot of people think that they don't do things because they're not as smart as someone else or they're not as capable as someone else. They watch sports because they don't feel like they can play as good as the other person. But it's a very interesting concept. So think about this. If you would ask the average person information about their job, they may struggle to give you an answer. But if you would ask them the school that a certain quarterback graduated from, how many touchdowns they have, how many passes, what they weigh, what their stats were in college, they would be able to give you every one of those details in a moment's notice. Why is this? It's because it's what they care about. So the fact that they care about it makes it easy for them to go over and learn the information. It's the same amount of information, it's just put to them in a different way. Instead of it being fed to them in a way of a job where you have to do it, it's in a way of a passion where they get to choose to do it. I want you to pay attention to that because this is a very interesting concept. Again, it's a passion versus actually being forced to do something. That's why it's so crucial that we work in our passions. As real estate professionals, we work in our passion, which is real estate. That's why it should be so easy for you to take on this role of learning. Now, if you took that same intelligent being yourself that knew all those stats about the unbelievable football player or unbelievable baseball player or whatever your other hobby is, it doesn't really matter. I use sports just because the Super Bowl's here, and I know a lot of people love sports, and it's one place you can find their intelligence. But you could be anything from a bottle collector to a person who likes to fly kites. If you ask a person a subject where they have a passion, that's where they're going to give you the most complete answer, and it's actually going to prove how smart they are. Versus when you ask somebody about something at their job where, unless they're working and they're actually physically at the job, they really don't even want to talk about it or anything. Well, this is a chronic illness in my eyes. This is a chronic problem in the United States, not just in the United States, but in the globe. We all don't understand our purpose in the entire world. So we all hate our job. We all think, ugh. But the truth is, if you can take that same intelligent being, and I don't care where you work, and you put that to practice, whether you be the person that shows up to McDonald's and day one, you're the fry guy, and you just unbelievably cook all the fries. They always have the perfect amount of salt. You always do it. Next thing you know, you're the burger flipper. Next thing you know, you're the cashier. Next thing you know, you're the local manager. Next thing you know, you're the regional manager. When you take and you take the full intelligent being you are and you put the full motivation level with it and you put the full energy into it, you're going to be unbelievably successful. And this is how I know that sports prove people are intelligent. Again, because whenever I speak to him, my prime example, my brother, super intelligent guy, unbelievably intelligent, does a lot of great things, works with autistic children out in the Virgin Islands, really, really smart. If you ask him about sports, he can tell you absolutely anything, which is why I knew that no matter what he takes on, as long as he puts that same amount of energy into it, he is going to be just as knowledgeable about that as he is sports. And I've noticed this concept about a lot of people. The problem is not everybody's like my brother where they actually do that same thing in their life. There's quite a few people that are this massively intelligent sports person or this massively intelligent collector or whatever, but they never take time to capitalize off that energy in their own life. What I'm challenging you to do today is to take a look and to say, what do I know a lot about? What am I smart in? Why do I focus so much on that area? And how can I take that same energy and focus and put it to my book of business? So in real estate, the way to do that is to study, is to take a look and to study other athletes per se, other realtors, other real estate professionals, and to see what are they doing? How are they doing? Look at their numbers. One interesting one, I showed my agents at this brokerage. If you look at the top 1,000 agents in Massachusetts, There's over 1,000 agents in the state of Massachusetts doing over $15 million in gross annual sales. This is a great way to look at it, very similar to sports, where we're looking at stats and how do I beat their stats. If you didn't know over 1,000 agents do over $15 million in gross sales, you may think that somebody was a unicorn that's good at sales. You might think, oh my God, I wish I could be like that person because they just do so amazing. The truth is there's more opportunity out there than that person could ever take on or than anyone can ever take on. It's a question of whether you'll be the person who puts your intelligence and energy into the pursuit of those clients. First things first was just the knowledge that over 1,000 agents do over $15 million in sales, which tells you right away that if you're not doing $15 million in sales, you probably need to get back on your horse and start going. Because if you don't, you're really not going to be a top producer in the real estate marketplace. We also can take a look and study markets. We can say, just like we look at how many throws, how many catches, how many passes, how many touchdowns, how many goals, how many any of those, we can look at real estate the same way. How many homes on average sell in any given community? There's a science to this. There's a math. There is a way of saying, so you say, okay, I'm looking at a town, I'm just making this up, but Pembroke, 200 houses a year transfer, and I want to do Pembroke sales only, and I want to do 20 sales. That means I need 10% market share. If I'm not going to take 10% market share, I'm not going to reach my goal. So then I have to look at who's in the market, what are they doing, where are their advertisements, and how do I compete with them? So when we look at it in more of the intelligent manner, like we look at sports, where we're actually looking at facts, figures, all that, we can really start to see how it could accelerate our real estate career. It could take us to that next level and make us that trustable source that everybody wants to reach out to because we understand it inside out. I can tell you personally, after having done real estate for 11 plus years now, I feel like I know a good bit about real estate. But I also feel like every single time I take on a new book, a new course, a new deal, or talk with another agent, I learn. And that ability to be open to learning is part of being intelligent. And that's the next one that I wanted to talk about is the passion versus forced. So with the sports, it's really easy, again, because of the passion, right? So you need to start thinking of ways to make your job, real estate, your passion and be passionate about it. People can feel your passion. When I meet with clients and I work with them, maybe I don't know them, maybe they're a cold lead, anything like that, my conversion rate is phenomenal. Why? Because I hit them with my passion. I hit them with my knowledge. I show them everything I got. I don't hold back. I go at it just like Tom Brady goes at a game. Each and every individual game is just as important as the last game, and I have to be in the zone during the game. The only way I'm going to be the GOAT when it comes to real estate is to do what goats do, and that is to train hard, to always have coaches, to reach out, to accelerate, to always be wondering what next, how do I do it even better? After winning, think about how you could have won better. After losing, think about how could I have avoided the loss? After finding out that maybe you didn't do as well, analyzing where the failures were. Then thinking, how do I systematically get rid of the issues that I have and continue to move forward? This is the way that guys like Tom Brady, Gisele Bundchen, all these other people think. They don't think, whew, I wonder if I'll be successful, or oh, that other person's so lucky, or geez, if I had such luck. No, they think, I am going to go out, I'm going to get it, I'm going to take mine, and there is nothing you can do, whether you change my team, you change the rules, you change the game, I still will win because I adapt, I continue to alter, and I continue to look for success. Guys, I hope this helps you understand how intelligent of a being you are. I'm challenging you to take that intelligence and to put it towards your business and to grow your business to new heights. If you're looking for a brokerage that'll help you grow your business to new heights, reach out to us over here at Movementum Realty. We would love to have you on the team. We're hiring both new and existing agents. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to subscribe, tell your friends and family about it, and I look forward to talking to you next week.